The U.S. Senate has taken a stand against new federal rules on media ownership. The Federal Communications Commission approved the controversial rules in June. They allow companies to own more media outlets in a single market. Today, senators from both parties invoked the rarely used Congressional Review Act to block those rules. But the Senate may find itself standing alone against the House and the President. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
A dozen Republicans joined most Senate Democrats to pass the resolution undoing the FCC's rules changes by a vote of 55 to 40. North Dakota Democrat Byron Dorgan was the measure's chief sponsor. He said after the vote, it could have passed by an even wider margin.
There were four senators absent for this vote who would have voted in favor of it, so that would have put us at 59 votes. It's a very strong bipartisan expression in the Senate that what the Federal Communications Commission has done is, in our judgment, wrong.
Joining forces with Dorgan was the resolution's Republican co-sponsor, Trent Lott of Mississippi, who until late last year was his party's leader in the Senate.
I've always been of the opinion that the troops should follow the leaders, but having been in the leadership, I can assure you the troops don't always follow the leaders, and this is a case where the rank-and-file members feel very strongly about this.
Indeed, several other Republicans today sharply criticized the FCC's court-ordered rules change, which lets TV networks own more local stations and could allow a single company to own a big city's major newspaper, top TV station, eight radio stations, and cable distribution franchise. Texas Republican Kay Bailey Hutchison decried what she said is an already alarming concentration of media ownership.
In Dallas, we have one company that owns the only newspaper in town, plus the largest ABC television affiliate, which has the largest market share of viewers for all editions of the news.
But other Republicans defended the rules changes as long overdue for a media world that has changed vastly in the last two decades. Nevada's John Ensign said the FCC's raising of the cap on U.S. households reached by one owner of TV stations from 35% to 45% doesn't go far enough.
It really doesn't matter whether ABC, NBC, in my opinion, covers the entire United States. If there's 200 different choices just on television to be able to choose from, then let people choose where they're going to watch based on their remote control.
Arizona Republican John McCain also opposed overturning the FCC rules, in part because he said they actually impose new limits on radio ownership.
I believe that there is reason for concern about media consolidation, as the senator from North Dakota has fairly overused comment that there are many voices in one ventriloquist. But at the same time, this action would invalidate both good and bad. This action would make many believe that we've resolved the issue and moved on.
McCain said it would be better if lawmakers helped write new rules on media ownership themselves rather than leaving it up to the FCC. But in order for today's vote to become law, it would have to pass the House as well as be signed by President Bush. Resolution sponsor Dorgan admits House GOP leaders currently show no sign of holding a similar vote. House Majority Leader Tom DeLay responded to today's vote, saying sarcastically, "Nice exercise, Senate." But Dorgan thinks public pressure could force GOP leaders to back down.
I believe that if this can be considered in the House, it will pass the House of Representatives.
White House spokesman Scott McClellan pointed out that the Senate did not muster the two-thirds majority today that would be needed to override a presidential veto. But opponents of the FCC rules, which are currently on hold by court order, said that they will pursue other legislative means to block them. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.